Monday night.
And then at the end it has Make It Beautiful.
All right.
And then I had to sing
God Bless the USA.
And I just wowed them.
I bet
my
you did.
My wife gets me crazy when I finish that song.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good deal, my friend.
Linda, could you keep do some more prelude stuff? Let us prepare for service. Could you please find your way to your seats at this time, please? Amen. Let the church say amen this morning.
Amen.
Amen. It's so glad to see each and every one of you here this morning. So glad that you're here on this nice, cool, rainy day. But it's a day that the Lord has given us. So we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to share with you some scripture before, but before that, I want to welcome you again. I want to welcome you to be the children of God. And when I say that, if you want to say amen, say amen. Amen?
Amen.
If you want to get up and raise your hands up or something, you do that. All right? There's nothing wrong with showing that you love the Lord. And nothing, you know, we went to a Price is Right thing last night, and that place was crazy. And I just think, you know what? What if the church was like that? Amen? Amen. If you would, I want to share with you a word of scripture. And this is, if you listened to the soundbite last night, you probably heard this. But I want to share it with you again. It comes from 1 Peter chapter 5. Chapter 5. And it starts with verse 6. Listen for God's word. He says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety or cares on him, because he cares for you. If nobody else likes you, nobody else wants to be around you, nobody else wants to talk to you, guess what? Your heavenly Father is right there waiting. Cast your cares upon him. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. O Lord, without you we realize that we have nothing and we are nothing. We thank you, Lord, for our veterans' family. We thank you for the sacrifices that they made. And Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless them and their family. Those that are serving even right now in all types of places. And we ask that you would be with this congregation, Lord, that you would help us to remember that the greatest sacrifice came from you, O Lord, so that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And at this time, If you would stand, please. Pass the peace to each other. Don't forget to say thank you for your service to all those wonderful veterans.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I
turn to your seats now. You guys are passing a lot of peace, all right? I bet.
All right. All right. For the call to worship this morning, we're going to do the Apostles' Creed.
Would you please stand for...
The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. All right. So we've got announcements, but first we got three birthdays to list here. All right, on the 12th, we have Stephen Garzulis. On the 14th, Les Hader. And on the 14th, also Ernest Jimenez. So we shall sing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. All right, so we have announcements.
And after announcements, we got something special for Veterans Day, and it's nice to see all the beautiful veterans out there today. Good to see y'all. So this Sunday after Thanksgiving, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, after church, we'll be decorating for Christmas. That's one announcement. And does anybody else have announcements?
May be seated. Oh. You may remain
standing for the opening hymn, America the Beautiful.
I tried that too.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown my good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for heroes through in self their country love and mercy more than life. America, America. In nobleness and every gain gained. Oh, beautiful for patriot dream that sees beyond the years. Thine alabaster cities gleam undimmed by human tears. America, America, God mend thine every flaw. God burn thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law. May be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Veterans Day and thank you for your service. The best on earth, a Veterans Day tribute. If someone has done military service, they earn the title veteran, and more, they earn our deep respect and admiration that they are special. No one can ignore. They sacrifice the comforts we enjoy. The list is long of all the things they gave. Our veterans are extraordinary people. They're loyal, dedicated, true, and brave. When terror and invasion were real threats, they showed us they could handle any storm. We owe our freedom and our lives to the veterans who served in uniform. Our veterans should be celebrities. They're exceptional. No other group compares. We're grateful for the many things they've done. They're always in our hearts and in our prayers. We owe our veterans support and friendship. Let no one ever question what they're worth. These men and women served us and our country, our veterans, the very best on earth.
Let us prepare for our receive our tithes and our offerings. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, on this day we come in a chance to honor some people. But let us not forget that there are others out there, those that so desperately need to hear your word and know of salvation. We ask, Lord, that you help us to be your ambassadors. Help us to give generously so that the works and ministries of this church may go on, and help those that need to see your hand to benefit from our donations. Give us generous hearts and give us your peace. In Christ's name, amen.
His back is bent and weary, her voice is tired and low. His sword is worn from battle, and their steps have gotten slow. But they used to walk on water, or it seemed that way to me. I know they've moved some mountains and never left their knees. Strike up the band, assemble the choir. Another soldier's coming home. Another warrior hears the call he's waited for so long. They'll battle no more, they've won their war. Make sure heaven's table has room for at least one more. Sing a welcome song. Another soldier's coming home. They faced the winds of sorrow, but their heart knew no retreat. They walked in narrow places, knowing Christ knew no defeat. But now their steps turn homeward, so much closer to the prize. They're acting kind of homesick. There's a farming in their eyes. Strike up the band, assemble the choir. Another soldier's coming home. Another warrior hears the call he's waited for so long. They'll battle no more, they've won their war. Make sure heaven's table has room for at least one more. Sing a welcome song. Another soldier's coming home. Oh, sing a welcome song. Another soldier's coming home.
Praise Him, all creatures. Today's reading is from John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
Remember again our men and women who served. We honor them now for what they did then, the liberties they preserved. Let's never forget their sacrifice, the hard, heavy work they have done. They did what was asked, crucial needs they fulfilled with a telephone, pencil, or gun. We're happy and proud to honor them. They gave so much more than they got. Our heroes, our veterans kept freedom safe. All of us owe you a lot. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us go to God in prayer. As we come today, we come not only remembering, but we come knowing that you are God.
Amen.
We come realizing that those that serve in your name and in the name of our country. We ask, Lord, that you continue to bountifully bless all of us. We ask that you give Pastor Ted strength and courage as he delivers the words that your Holy Spirit has given to him. Help him to be your instrument only. Let him put aside that which is human and take on that which is guided by your Spirit. Help us to listen with that same Spirit, so that your message may be delivered to each one of us. And when we leave this place, give us the courage to spread your word to the world. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I remember a long time ago, back when I was a young lad, about 17 years old, maybe 18. It was a long time ago. Didn't know nothing, weighed every bit of about 110 pounds. And I remember that recruiter telling me, he says, "What do you want to do?" I says, I don't care what I want to do. I just want to get in. Well, he got me in. After boot camp, I went straight to Vietnam. And I can tell you this, folks, that was an eye-opener to me. But you know what? I thank the Lord for that experience. I really do. Because I learned so much in Vietnam. I learned about the greatest thing I learned about was God's grace and his mercy. Because I can remember being in a situation once when we were getting hit by a shell by mortar fire. And out of all the drills that we had, when I came out of that bunker, I came out and I didn't know what to do. I just kind of looked around and I saw, I said, you know, and somebody, I said, "Get over here." And the shock, just the shock of war. And then the shock of seeing someone killed, of seeing someone being taken off the battlefield. I can tell you this, folks, what you see on TV is all right, but that's not the real story. Amen? Any soldier, any airman, a marine, or will tell you, a sailor, that they are afraid. And I ain't ashamed to tell you, I was scared. But you know what? That's all right, because most of our heroes, when you ask them, they'll tell you, "Hey, I was scared, and I just did what I was trained to do." I thank God for our veterans, amen? But I also thank God for our veterans' family, because they had to go through some of the things that the veteran had to go through. And it took a whole lot for my wife and them three kids when I was away at sea for 6-7 months. To look after them kids. And I thank God for the families, because that's hard to do. And that alone is a mission in itself. So saying that, this morning we want to remember the sacrifice. Remember the sacrifice of those that served and those that took up the call to be in the armed forces. But I'll tell you this morning, you who may not have never served in the U.S. military, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you serve in God's army today. Amen?
Amen.
And your battle is not necessarily in a particular foreign country. Your battle is right here in your community, in your home, even in your church. So don't feel like if you hadn't served in the military that you hadn't served, because we're all serving in God's army today. And God needs good soldiers. Needs good soldiers, brave soldiers, those that are not afraid to stand up and say, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Send me, I'll go." So we want to remember them today on Veterans Day. And our hearts are filled with gratitude and reverence for those who have selfishly given their lives in service to our country. Some are even still serving. But I want to turn our attention this morning to John 15:13. And we're going to talk about the greatest sacrifice. Men and women sacrificed their lives and their time, surely. And we're thankful for that. But there is one who sacrificed his life for all of you and the world, so that you might have a right to the tree of life. Amen? That is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And one of the things he did here in this verse, in chapter 15:13, he's getting ready to go back to heaven. And he knew that his disciples were going to be bickering. They want to be fussing at each other, picking at each other. Does that sound familiar? And they were going to be causing problems. So this is what he told them. He told them this in 15, verse 13. He said, there it is. My command is this, that you love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friend. And then he goes on to tell him, he says, you are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer I'll call you servants, but because as a servant does not know his master's business. He said, instead, I have called you friends. I want to tell you this morning that the greatest thing that you can have this morning is Jesus as a friend. Amen? If you've got Jesus as a friend, you've got everything that you need. Everything that you need. I'm not saying that you don't need your other friends. Of course you do. But Jesus is the best friend that you could have. And serving in his army requires you to be obedient to his commands, to walk in his way, to do the things that he wants you to do. He gave the greatest sacrifice. And he sacrificed for all of us. Now, the veterans, thank God for them. They sacrificed a lot. They give a lot. And some are still serving. But remember this, dear one. Remember Jesus, our Savior. He is the commander of our army, the Lord's army. As I was growing up in church a long time ago, we used to sing a song. I believe it goes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. You ever heard that? Anybody ever heard that old song? I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I learned that song in Sunday school. And that song always reminded me now that we are on the battlefield for Jesus. Now, if you don't believe that, just wait till you go outside this door. You go outside in your neighborhood. Wait till you watch TV or look at TV. You'll see that the battle is going on. But I don't want you to be concerned about that. Because you know what? God says he's got it. He says he's got it. He says, I'll take care of it. He said, I will fight your battles for you. All you need do is stay with me. Stay with me. Follow me. We had in Vietnam, we had a section leader. I would follow him anywhere.
I'd follow him anywhere because he was brave and he knew what to do. And when he gave a command, we followed because we knew he had our best interests in mind when we would go out on patrol or something. And Jesus has your best interest in mind also, because he knows what you're going to face in this battle. So I don't want you to be worried about anything. I want you to follow Jesus and remember that you are on his battlefield. And as he get ready to go to heaven here in John 15, his disciples, they were all kind of sad, but he's telling them, look, you know, here's what you're going to have to do. And this goes for us also. If you want to get through this thing, if you want to get this journey, get on your journey and get it finished the right way, you're going to have to do what? You're going to have to love like I tell you to love. And that means you're going to have to love some folks that you don't like. Well, how do you love somebody you don't like? Well, you just keep on living and you're going to find out. Amen? Amen. You're going to have to love some people that may not always have your best interest. You're going to have to put your interest behind and put their interest out front. I tell you, folks, that is real, real hard love. But that's the kind of love that Jesus gave to you. Think about this. When you find somebody that's hard to love, somebody that's getting on your nerve and giving you problems. Think about this. Remember when you got on Jesus' nerve so bad? Remember that? Remember you got on his nerve. You didn't know what to do. You didn't know where to go. You didn't know, Lord, how am I going to get out of this mess? You were on his nerve. But you know what he did? He didn't fuss at you. He says, come on. I'll forgive you. You see, when you get on Jesus' nerve, that's all right, because he'll fix it for you. He will forgive you. He'll forgive you. What am I trying to tell you this morning? What am I trying to say to you this morning? The sacrifices have been made by our veterans. But the greatest sacrifice is one that will lay down his life for his friends. I can think of one particular case, an Army medic. Some of you might help me if I get his name wrong. I believe his name was Desmond Doss. Was that his name? I'm sorry, what? Desmond Doss. There was a movie about him a while back, Heartbreak. Hamburger Hill, something like that. Something like that. Anyway, this medic, he wouldn't carry a gun. He said, no, I'm not carrying a gun. I refuse to do it. But the Army, first, they wasn't going to let him in. But he was convinced by his dad, convinced the Army to let him in. And this man, I believe it was in Okinawa, where they were getting pretty well torn up. And he saved several soldiers. Went back and got them. Take in mind now, no weapon. Sacrificed all his safety, bringing those injured men out. Probably one of the greatest Army medics around, Desmond Doss, Medal of Honor winner. You may not be able to do all of that, but you can serve in God's Army. And you may not be have all the big courage, but you can have courage to do this. You can have courage to stand up and say, yes, I believe in Jesus. Yes, I want to do the right thing. Yes, I want to follow the Lord's way. That takes a lot of courage. That takes a lot of things that inside of you that only the Holy Spirit can give you this morning. We honor those who have fallen. We honor those who are still serving. But most of all this morning, we honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our friend, our master, our Savior, the one who's going to take us all the way on this journey. So today, as I close this morning, I want you to say thank you for your service to all the veterans you meet. But remember this, instead of just saying thank you for your service, do this. Do an act of kindness. Amen? An act of kindness, and not just to a veteran, but to their families as well. Reach out your hand to them and say, thank you. Thank you. And do you need anything from me? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank you for our veterans. We thank you, Lord, for those who have served and fallen and those who are still serving. We thank you, Lord, for those, Lord, who are in your army right now. We ask that you would empower us and give us strength to continue the fight, to carry the flag of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you please stand for the hymn of invitation? If there is one that may not know the Lord, you may be serving in the Lord's army, but you may be far away from a relationship with him. You may not know what it means to serve in God's army. The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come and be a part of God's army. And if you are in God's army, I would challenge you even right now to ask the Lord to empower you, to help you, to keep serving and do the right thing. Amen.
Onward, Christian soldiers. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, say his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus and Christian soldiers under victory, hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices loud and the streets. Onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body made. One in hope and doctrine, one in charity.
You may be seated. I'll ask a couple more questions. I'm just curious. How many Navy medics do we have in here? Would you please stand? She's coming. How many Army medics do we have? Hey, man. How many Air Force medics do we have? Amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. I ask you to stand because of this. Desmond Doss, he was a medic, and he saved 75 soldiers. 75 soldiers. Not bad for a guy that didn't carry a weapon, huh? Not bad for a guy who didn't believe in violence. Actually, he was a Christian. He was a Christian, and he refused to carry a weapon. I say that to encourage you to carry on for the Lord and to keep going. Amen? Don't give up. Don't say, well, yes, it can be done. The Lord can do all things. And if all of us that have served in different capacities, I served in combat arms. I believe, Jane, you served in chaplaincy. Is that correct? All of us served in different types of areas. But you know what? I thank God. I thank God for his goodness and mercy. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Go to my seat now. Shut up. right?
Promises, promises.
I want to say thank you to all of our servicemen and women, past, present, and future, that are out to protect our country and to protect us. So God bless and thank each and every one of you. Kellen and I, our family, we can trace our military service back to the Texas Independence. So got a long history there. So God bless and thank each and every one of you. And God, watch out for all of our servicemen and women that have been deployed in the last couple of weeks. They're right in the thick of the Middle East conflict, right in the thick of the Ukraine-Russian war. So God, protect and keep them safe and bring them back safely home. Lord, hear our prayers. I want to ask for prayers of condolences for the family of Elizabeth Grazulis, and watch over them as they are dealing with the loss of their mother, grandmother. So, Lord, hear our prayers for the Grazulis family. Les and Gerda are asking prayers for their daughter-in-law, her father, who was a vet. Rafael Luna passed away on Friday the 10th. So God be with the Luna family, with Les and Gerda, and thank you. And continue asking prayers for Lance. He still has his boot. He's still having trouble with the foot. So God touch his foot with, lay your healing hand on him and get him past this. Lord be with you, Lance. Also, Lord, touch Heather's ankle and heal her ankle. She had a little mess up last night, so hopefully it won't be long, Heather, but have a complete heal. So God bless you. Excuse me. Bob and Gwen are asking prayer, or no, I take that back, it's a celebration. Dora's sister-in-law, pacemaker surgery went well, and a friend of theirs, Alice, who had been in the hospital with COVID, but she's home, so thanks be to God for both of them. Lord, hear our prayers. And Vernita is asking prayers for Sandra this morning. She's feeling under the weather with a cough and just tired and fever and cough. So, Sandra Borges. Apologize, I thought I mentioned her. But Lord, hear our prayers for Sandra to heal. Lord, hear our prayers for all of us and all of our family that are not here today, but are under the weather, and continue to keep all of our homebound family and friends in our thoughts and prayers. And God be with them, and God be with all of us. Go out and celebrate this beautiful Sunday. And it is beautiful because we've got rain. So we definitely need it, but it's still a day, and Pastor touched on it, but all of our military family and friends, all of us are in the army of God, and we can serve one another. We can serve him and help one another. So go out, be thankful, say thank you, and greet people with a smile, and just be kind. God bless.
Thank you, John. Just a quick announcement, a prayer request. Tessie and I are asking for prayer for our grandson, Elijah Williams. He's a young man that's going through some issues now, some growing pains, and 16 years old, and he's having trouble with anxiety. So if you would you please pray for his name's Elijah Williams. He's next to the youngest grandson, isn't he? Next to the youngest. So also, I got a call from Crystal Grisulis this morning, and she, of course, John's already mentioned that she asked for prayer for the family, and I would ask the church to stand ready. I told her that we would be available to do whatever we needed to do. So be ready for that. You know, I'm not sure. She's working on the services now. So and I'll say this, and then I'll pray. I went to go see Ms. Casulas, and I'll say this. She had a peace about her. Just a peace. And if some of you that may have went and saw her, she had a peace about her. She had a look, and just knowing that the Lord was with her. And I told her, I asked her, you know what? You know, I know you're talking with the Lord. I know you are. She said, she couldn't say anything, but I could just see in her eyes that she had made peace with the Lord. So don't worry about Miss Elizabeth. Amen? She's got her reward. Yep. You go ahead and pray for the family and pray for yourself. Amen? One more thing, Miss Esther Goin, she sends her love, and she wishes so much she could be here in this with us. Oh, she talks so good about you guys. She does. She loves you very much. And she told me something that I got to tell you. I forgot the question I asked her. I said,
kind of made me, I don't know, a warm spot in my heart, you know, because when you grow close to the Lord, when you grow close to him, the Lord will show you things, amen? He will. He'll show you things. So be in prayer for those dear people, amen? Charge conference at 3:30 this afternoon, building B, if you can be there, please be there so we can take care of the church's business, amen? Now, if you would, before the benediction, would you please stand with me, please? And hold on to someone's hand while we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. And we need you, Lord. We need you. And we thank you, Lord, so much for all that you've done for us. We ask that you would be with the Grisulis family. We ask that you would be with Elijah. And Lord, we ask that you would be with Miss Esther and her family, that you would take care of her and watch over her, and not just her, but all the others there in the nursing home. Thank you for Alamo. Thank you for all that they do. Thank you, Lord, that they're able to come and serve you. And help us, Lord, to do our business this afternoon without any problems at all. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
As we prepare to leave, I'd like to first of all read from John chapter 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appoint you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you.
All right,
my friend. This is my command. Love each other.
I got you.
I would ask that you,
no, thank you,
remember that as you go out,
me,
that
right.
You are chosen, and that you are the ones to bear fruit and to bring others to Christ.
Thank you, Lance. appreciate
as is our custom, please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now, take the word of God and go into the world.
Our closing hymn this morning is America. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim bride, from every mountainside, let's bring.